I'd like to call to order the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
This is not my agenda. Okay, and this is my agenda. This would be the time when we would allow for public comment. If anybody is on the phone that would like to make a comment with regards to water, wastewater, about anything that is not an agendized item, I would invite you to speak now. Anybody? Great, I'm going to close public comment. I don't know who said that, but it must have been on the phone. That was horrible. Okay, the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from August 4th.
And I will second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, who's got our water wastewater update? Is there a water wastewater update? Anything going on at all? Tell me what's going on with the marina project. You're not getting off that easy.
Tess, all right.
Good thing they're recording this.
So currently at the Marlin Marina project, we have everything's pretty much lined up to go as far as putting a new liner in that project. Right now, I have to schedule a meeting with Joe, the marina owner, and Darby, James
with,
H.
With Jamal?
Joe.
Okay.
So currently we're going to be in discussions of possibly using power there at the marina to add ballot protection to our current underwater crossings.
I have a question for you. And it may not have been us, but there was a area of the lawn that was all torn up. Did we do that in an excavation and looking, or was that something else?
Excavation, yes, we had to dig out
the center of that lawn area.
Yeah,
okay,
right,
that was
the concrete pad right there towards
the
gas
ramp.
Shack.
Yeah.
So we had to excavate probably an 8 by 12 foot section multiple times in the past couple of years just to get down to that line.
Thank you.
But we have to put grass back there, and we will be digging it back up again to actually put a line.
Yeah. Okay. Just. Joe's a good guy, treat him with respect, let him know what you're doing ahead of time, all that kind of stuff. Is that a different process than what we did over at Willow Lake Court?
Yeah, on Willow Lake, we're doing this side. We did a horizontal directional drilling, so it's a whole new pipe.
Right.
That went from center mouth.
And we abandoned the old pipe.
Correct.
We're forcing a new pipe in it, slotting it in.
Correct.
Okay.
So we still need the integrity of the old pipe to hold
the new liner.
Yeah.
Okay. And is that okay? That's fine. That's great. I don't know of any other projects off the top of my head that I can hit you with. So I guess that was the only one that was on my mind. Ain't nothing else we need to know about? How's the ox ditch going?
Well, that's the next.
Okay.
That's the next topic.
I'll update you on the fact that we're going to be putting in the monitoring wells at Cornell Park here shortly.
September 13th, they will be coming out. They're coming out probably doing USAs tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Just for the
so a week from Monday, they're going to be out there?
Yep. And yeah. Then September 13th, they will be probably drilling.
When you say us, you mean them?
Yes.
Them.
Thank you. We're going to be there to observe and to make sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, though. How deep is the well?
I want to say it's 15 and 30 feet.
But it's like not very big.
That's nothing.
It's not very big.
They're bringing a post hole digger, or they actually bring in a machine?
They're going to get it done in one day.
Are you going to post hole dig that?
Huh?
Are you going to post hole dig that?
Okay.
The other projects we have coming up is the filter project that will probably be coming up here in the fall for a little bit.
Okay. Thank you for that water and wastewater update, Aaron. Denitrification we're going to talk about as a discussion item. Whose is that?
Right here. So Dana put this packet together, and it's basically a cost summary of where we're at with the beautification project currently. So on the first page, you can see the plan budget, the actual budget, and the variances between them. I will draw you to the engineering, design, and bidding. As you can see, in actual, we are over our plan estimate, and that was because of the planning we did of trying to rehab plant one. So there was some extra design and engineering that went into that when we actually found another alternative to move everything to plant two. So that's why you're over there.
And who's our contractor? Who's doing the engineering on that? Hewitt?
Perfect, yes.
Berwick? Okay.
But we were aware of that, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm just pointing it out on the spreadsheet. And the next is a graph of planned and actuals of what we spent.
Hold on, let me just run this down. So, just out of curiosity, did you put this together?
No, this was all Dina. Dina put this together.
Who put it together?
Dina.
So typically, you would have negatives in parentheses and positives would not be in parentheses.
That's not true.
Well, it is in my account.
In my world, it's not.
Seriously?
Seriously, yeah. Seriously, they do it if it's...
If it's over, you put it in parentheses, and if it's under...
It's
the other way around.
So it's the other way around.
Yeah. Just a thing.
So on the variance, you're saying in parentheses should be, that's almost like representing a negative.
Yeah, the ones above which are over would be without parentheses, and the ones that are under still would be in parentheses.
But yeah, you're right.
But that would not be the first time that Dina and I had a discussion about the format. I think so. It's not a big deal.
I think
deal.
It depends on what world you're from.
I guess.
I don't think it matters.
I just wonder. It doesn't matter.
I'm kind of looking at it. I'm not really seeing it as a negative because we haven't spent it yet.
Well, because that's typically how you would you either have. Bracketed or somehow to show negative.
Or you could do red.
Yeah, or you could use color there.
I've seen red
or black.
Okay, moving on.
Next page is just a graph showing the numbers in the first page.
Yeah, let me just go back here a minute.
So we're actually doing a little bit better than what we had planned. We're a couple percentages under.
5% of the construction.
Yeah.
Say that again.
So we're roughly about 5% into the construction process.
Yeah, we don't really know where we are because we really have started to spend the big money right now, right?
Right.
Okay. And
as you can see, we have daily construction reports that take place probably about 2-3 times a week. That is from her when he comes down on site and inspects and make sure everything is still within the plan. Currently on here, the excavation place was taking at plant 2 for the ox stage and the anox. The last day of inspection we got was Monday, and they were continuing to dig out the annex 4 and off stage 4, which is the new infrastructure going in on the east side of the plant. They also installed dewatering wells as they're digging out these off stages and annex basins. You come across groundwater and they're putting dewatering wells to get that water out of the material they're trying to excavate. We also have on the next page. Weekly construction meetings, and that's with this Anderson Pacific, Irwin, Beoli, and myself. We basically just go over the timeline of that week of any safety concerns or updates, along with any constructions or plant shutoffs or any material delays or materials showing up to that extent.
So when I look at the meeting notes from the 19th of August, because we don't have anything more current than that, correct?
Yeah, this was turned in last week.
These were the items that were discussed in the meeting, items A through K?
You're looking at the weekly? Correct, yes. We also have a timeline that shows dates.
How are we doing the headworks bypass?
What's that?
How are we doing a headworks bypass? Are we running temporary lines or?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it'd be like big fire hoses or big pipes or something
like
that?
Yeah, probably through a chopper.
All right. I'm going to come see you. I want to get some more information. I know, my fault. My bad. I've been busy, man. I got my golf tournament coming up.
I know. I want to come see you, too.
And so maybe we'll schedule something where you can give us both a walk around.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And or how are we doing with the timeline? We're staying on the critical path pretty well?
Yeah, so far so good. We only had one delay. It was the one COVID delay for 2 days that they shut down. But everything turned out to be fine. It was right back at work.
Have we had any early indications as to whether or not material pricing may be stabilizing or coming down a little bit?
Not really, no. In fact, material is still hard to get.
Okay.
Prices are still up because it's still
okay.
In demand.
All right. And I was just hoping, you know, the longer we go, the more stable things would become.
Until we catch up, but I imagine.
I'm going to say no. Probably a good year,
I'm expecting
maybe two.
It's taking a little longer, especially with everything, the weather and everything happening back in the
East. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This is cool.
What are they drilling there? Are they putting in a piling or are they drilling
that? Okay, so the pictures you're looking at there, the first page, that is the off stitch, the waste track. You can kind of see it there. They're just excavating that and moving the dirt. In fact, I think they're putting dirt back in the center of that island of the off stitch currently. And then the drill picture you see, those are the dewatering wells. We have to get that groundwater out of the dirt so we can continue excavating.
Okay.
So it doesn't waterlog or.
Gotcha. And Mike, did you invite the kids over from the empty lot on the corner to run the track for a while while it's still like in this process? Dust isn't a problem over there. The farmers are good at it.
Yeah.
I can give you some kids to run around over there.
Yeah, really. And a couple golf carts and
ATVs. Bikes.
Okay. And that's it?
That's it for the DNA education update.
So. The deflowering is just taking the water out of the ground, right? So we can
dewatering it.
Yeah. So how does that work, and how do you keep it from not reentering?
They just pump it out and pump it into the wastewater plant. It's like,
and you just it lowers the water table in that area.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Because at the beach, when I build my sandcastles, it doesn't work that way. It fills up no matter. It refills quicker.
It's gonna clog it
pretty quick. Anything else you want to add about anything, Aaron? Anthony, do you have anything you'd like to comment on?
Nothing too important other than so far, knock on wood, it's been pretty successful. We've been
good team?
Yeah, so far we've had pretty good communication with them despite all of the chaos.
Contractors is performing and communicating well? Is Mike Uraka a regular attendee of these things?
Yes.
Yes, he's at every meeting.
All right. Mike, do you have anything to add to any of this? Ashley, do you have any questions?
I'm good.
Yesenia, you want to say hi?
Hello.
Okay. I guess with that, then we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, guys.